Campaigning in the country's first presidential elections is drawing to a close. With polling stations due to open at 2 p.m. on Friday, the pressure is easing up and political debates are being replaced by a party atmosphere at concerts and happenings. Daniela Lazarova has more.
Although the 9 candidates are due to take part in a final super debate on public television on Thursday night, most have already concluded their campaigns with a concert or public appearance by way of thanking their teams and supporters. Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg attended a concert in his support on Prague's Jiří Spodjebrat Square on Wednesday night, at which some of the country's leading ensembles, including the legendary band Olympic, made an appearance. The foreign minister beamed as he pumped hands with young and old supporters sporting badges saying Karel for President.
It's a wonderful occasion. What's really great about this is that all these people are my friends. It's not a commercial event at which singers have been paid to support me.
On Prague's Old Town Square, actress Tanya Fischerová mingled with a crowd at her own happening, thanking supporters and greeting people from the arts world.
The people here are positively glowing. There is a feeling that they can change something, and that's what I value the most.
Former Prime Minister Miloš Zeman basked in the approval of his own supporters at a concert on Old Town Square. Among those who made an appearance were singer Daniel Hulka, Ladislav Kerndl, and saxophone player Felix Slováček. But Mr. Zeman had more celebrities up his sleeve, the country's first astronaut, Vladimír Remek, and the country's number one female singer, Lucie Bílá, who was reported to be in his camp.
I remember attending Lucie Bílá's concert in Pardubice. She invited me on stage and to my great surprise told the crowd I was her choice for president.
While Mr. Zeman's team handed out tea and cakes, Jana Bobošíková concluded her campaign on a more formal note, laying a wreath at a monument for Second World War victims. Social Democrat candidate Jiří Dienstbier and Civic Democrat Senator Přemysl Sobotka opted for informal debates with their supporters, while former caretaker Prime Minister Jan Fischer met with his election team to thank them for their good work. Zuzana Rojtová ended her campaign a few days ahead of schedule due to illness, and composer Vladimír Franz will take his final bow with an opera for which he composed the music. War with the Newts is based on Karel Čapek's famous novel. The opera premieres at Prague's National Theatre on Thursday night.
Daniela Lazarová with that report.